This is Droid Soul, a Star Wars Episode 7 The Force Awakens fanfic, written by Sholio and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated G and is Jen, with additional tags for alternate universe demons, demon feels, team feels. Not tagging Finn and Rey because they're hardly in it, but they're definitely around. Poe isn't the only person he's ever met who's demon settled as a droid, but he's one of the few. She used to be called Bibi when they were both younger, and once she found her permanent form, she decided that she would like to be called BB-8 instead. As a droid, or a Tuskat, or a Tauntaun, though, she's still the most beautiful, adorable, best thing in his life. But having a droid demon isn't quite like having an ordinary demon. People don't talk about this, or at least they don't talk about it with anyone else who doesn't have a droid demon of their own. And Poe comes to see why, because droid demons are not quite like other demons. They can be separated from their human, for one thing. Poe has heard rumors that it's possible to be entire parsecs away from a droid demon without suffering. It's not fun, whispers the woman who tells him this, resting a hand reflexively on the silver arm of the protocol droid beside her. But it can be done. And they don't mind other people touching them in the same way normal demons do. He can feel it when BB-8 touches people, but barely. No more invasive than having someone else in his personal space. And Poe is a fairly open person who doesn't mind that sort of thing. In fact, most people don't realize that BB-8 is Poe's demon at all, at least outside of the Resistance base. It's impossible to keep a secret like that in a close-knit community. But when he's traveling, people don't pay much attention to her. Droid demons are rare enough that the possibility just doesn't usually occur to most people, especially in societies where demons are rare, which is nearly everywhere that humans aren't a majority. A few other races in the galaxy also have demons, but it's not particularly common. So, when he's not on base, he's used to people assuming BB-8 is an ordinary astromech droid, and thinking his demon is something small hidden about his person. Which is the only thing that saves him when the First Order gets their hands on him. If they'd realized BB-8 was his demon, he wouldn't have had a chance. They'd have been able to torture everything they wanted to know out of him. But with half his soul still free, most of their interrogation attempts bounce off. He's nauseated and miserable, but he's pretty sure that's mostly from being separated from BB-8. However, it looks like that woman back in the cantina, he can't even remember what planet it was now, was right about being able to tolerate separation from a droid demon. According to everything else he knows about demons, he ought to be incapacitated or dead. But he's not. Where is his demon? Poe's masked interrogator snarls at the nearest stormtrooper, voice rising to a roar as his warped demon hunches soggily and unhappily on his shoulder. Why did no one bring it to me? We couldn't find it, my lord. No, please! Poe turns his face away. He never thought he'd feel sorry for a stormtrooper. Maybe it's the scream of the Jakrab at the stormtrooper's side as she dies under the sizzling red lightsaber. But there's nothing he can do for either of them. All he can do is find some way to escape. After the stormtrooper kid and his Finok demon help Poe get away and die in the attempt, his first thought is finding BB-8. Except he doesn't know where to look. He can tell that she's still alive, and presumably doing okay, but not where she is. Apparently, his ability to home in on her location doesn't work across this kind of distance. He can't leave her on Jakku. He can't. Except he doesn't have a choice, because he has to get back to the Resistance and tell them what happened. He's been on a First Order cruiser. He's seen their troop movements firsthand.
He has information the Resistance needs.
I'll come back, he tells BB-8 silently, trying to extend comfort across the gulf between them. I don't care how far. I'll find you. But in the end, he's not the one who finds her after all. She finds him, and she brings friends. Not only Finn, not so dead after all, with his Spinok on his shoulder, but also somebody new, a girl trailed by a crate dragon. Droid demons might be a little more okay with touching people than most demons, but it still startles Poe to see BB-8 happily bumping into Finn's legs and letting Rey tap her to get her attention. Her sheer level of physical familiarity with both of them is something new. Like most people, they didn't realize BB-8 was a demon. He knows they would never have been so familiar with her if they'd known beforehand. But they didn't know. And now BB-8 has shown up in the middle of the Resistance base with all the pride and delight of a child bringing home a beloved new pet. Look what followed me home. Can I keep them? Like he can say no. The end. Reader's Notes. This podfic was recorded for Lucifuge 5 as part of ITPE 2017. You said on Twitter that you like stories that focus on BB-8. So here is a His Dark Materials AU focusing on BB-8. Actually, I think the logistics of this universe are pretty exciting because it says something about how droids are an integral part of sort of humanity reflecting itself. Because humans built droids, or other sentients built droids, and then humans are using their souls are reflecting those droids, and it's really interesting. And then raises some terrifying questions about what happened to Darth Vader's demon. Because he's mostly droid. And if ever there was somebody whose demon would have been a droid, it was that 9-year-old from Tatooine. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this. And I hope everyone else enjoyed it as well. And thank you for listening. Have a nice day.